Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming with you once again this morning, and I believe you're having a wonderful time with these broadcasts, and I believe you're learning so much. I'm learning so much, you see. Yeah. Today, we want to go on to another side of the nature of the resurrected body. So we are talking about the fact that it's a body full of power, incorruption, and made up of flesh and bones. It's a body full of power, incorruption, and made up of flesh and bones. It's a very long title. Hallelujah. And I want us to start from 1 Corinthians 15. Most of the things we are talking about is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about resurrections. It says a lot about resurrections. Almost everything concerning resurrections from the dead in the Bible is found in 1 Corinthians 15. You see, I'm reading from verse 42 right now. It says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory." Then it says, "It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power." I want us to talk about the fact that it is full of power. The resurrected body is full of power. You see, look, it says it is sown. Christians' bodies are sown. When you read concerning the rich man and Lazarus in Luke, you know, Jesus was talking about the rich man and Lazarus. He said something about Lazarus. He said, Lazarus died. Then he says he was carried into Abraham's bosom. Then he says, the rich man was buried. You see, the rich man died and was buried. Then he says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. The rich man ended up buried, but Lazarus was carried by angels into the bosom of Abraham. You see, so our bodies are sown. We are not buried. We don't just end up in the grave. We don't. It's sown. When a believer is put into the ground, he's actually being sown. One day, he shall germinate. You see, and shall have a body that is not full of weakness like this one. Weakness of sickness, weakness of infirmities, weakness in terms of tiredness, weakness in terms of stress. You know, stress kills people all over the world, you see. But the glorious body that we are going to receive, the body of resurrection that we are going to receive, is full of power. The word power is miracle working ability. Miracle working ability. That's what it means, you see. That body is going to be regulated by the power of God. So there wouldn't be any form of weakness, any form of tiredness, nothing like that. It's going to be full of glory. Then apart from that, he says it is full of incorruption as well. It's a body made up of incorruption. When you go to verse 42 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption." What does that mean? It means that it cannot decay. You see, it cannot undergo decay. Nothing in the elements of this world can allow it or can push it to decay. It's a body that cannot decay. Hallelujah. It's an undecayable body. And just imagine what kind of a body it is. 1 Corinthians 15, which is 3. A similar thing is written there. It says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." This mortal must put on immortality. I want us to examine corruption and incorruption within the next few seconds. You see, the word corruption means destruction, perishing, that which is subject to corruption, okay? Misery. That is what corruption means. He says the body that we are going to receive, this one is full of this. It's full of this. But as a Christian, if you know who you are in Christ and you are allowing the life of God in you to work, even though it is full of corruption, you can maintain it. I told you about immortality yesterday or so. Hallelujah. Then he says the body we are going to receive is full of incorruption. The word incorruption means pure, sincerity, perpetuity, strong, you see, something that cannot undergo decay. When you look at Psalm 16 verse 10, he says, "For thou shalt not suffer thy holy one." You see, he was talking about Jesus. It's actually a prophecy concerning Jesus, but it's a prophecy concerning you and I as well. He says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption." Because he will not suffer his holy one to see corruption. So the body we are going to inherit, or the body we are going to have, is a body full of power, not weakness. And is a body full of incorruption, not corruption. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.